Time now for the Sunday News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft Furniture. The WFIW weather calling for showers during the morning, then mostly cloudy, temperature falling to around 29 by late afternoon, mostly clear and colder tonight, a low around 17. I'm Darren Cottle reporting. The Fairfield Community of Christ Church will host a blood drive with the American Red Cross this coming Wednesday from 11:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. at the church at 503 Windsor Lane, south of the McDonald's in Fairfield. Anyone wanting more information or to make an appointment can call 838-9873. People can also sign up online at redcrossblood.org with sponsor code Community of Christ. The drive is the annual winter Donorama, and donors will be treated to chili and snacks. Door prizes will also be awarded. Blood is a perishable product that only comes from volunteer donors, and the Red Cross says someone in the nation needs blood every 2 seconds, meaning products must be constantly replenished. It says all blood types are needed, especially types O negative, A negative, and B negative. Red Cross Drive Coordinator Diane Vaughn says they urge community members to donate and help ensure patients and hospitals have a supply of blood ready and waiting before an emergency occurs. More news after this break.
Our connections make powerful things happen, uniting individuals and communities. We are Rotary. We are people of action. With over 1 million members, we know what people can do when they come together. Around the world, generations of leaders build new friendships and solve problems, turning great ideas into reality. Take action with us. Find out more at rotary.org/action.
If you enjoy original radio shows from the 40s and 50s featuring some of America's finest actors and writers, then don't miss When Radio Was, every Saturday afternoon at 106 on WFIW AM 1390. Each Saturday we'll have 10 different old radio shows that you're sure to enjoy. I'm your host, Greg Bell, and tune in this Saturday at 106 and enjoy When Radio Was on WFIW AM 1390.
The Illinois Attorney General is accusing a coal mine operator of polluting the area with toxic foam to try to stop an underground fire. An Associated Press report says Quayom Raul's lawsuit in Franklin County alleges that the Sugar Camp mine in August used firefighting foam containing PFAS compounds. There was no immediate comment from the owner, Foresight Energy. The compounds are called forever chemicals because they don't break down in the environment of the human body and can accumulate over time. State environmental regulators received complaints about foam in a farm ditch and a tributary to Aiken Creek near the mine. The mine is located 110 miles southeast of St. Louis. Portions of the Cahokia Mound State Historic Site in southern Illinois will close March 1st. As work begins on a $5 million project, the work, which includes replacing the roof, lighting, and fire suppression and security systems, is expected to take about a year, according to Superintendent Lori Belknap. She said some of the work was last done back in 1988. Reports say the 2,200-acre site near Collinsville, about 12 miles east of St. Louis, contains remains of the most sophisticated prehistoric native civilization north of Mexico. During the project, there will be no public access to the main parking lot and surrounding area, but the Monks Mound parking lot and trails north of Collinsville Road will remain open. The Cahokia Mounds Museum Society plans to host events outside the Interpretive Center, and walking tours may resume in the spring. Here's the latest on the area river stages. As of this morning, Little Wabash River east of Fairfield at 22.66 feet. That's more than 5.5 feet above the 17-foot flood stage. At Clay City, the stage is 8.31 feet. Flood stage is 18 feet. At Carmine, the river's at 23.03 feet. Flood stage, 27 feet. Skillet Fork at Wayne City at 5.79 feet, flood stage is 15 feet, and the Wabash at Mount Carmel at 18.54 feet, flood stage is 19 feet. Students, staff, and faculty in the University of Illinois system will be required to get a COVID-19 booster shot once they're eligible for a shot, school officials said. According to an Associated Press report and a mass email sent this past Thursday announcing the policy, school president Tim Killeen said, quote, "There is now significant evidence that vaccinations plus boosters are effective at preventing infections from developing into serious illness," unquote. Killeen said members of the campus community who already had medical or religious exemptions from the university's COVID-19 vaccine requirement will also be exempted from the new booster requirement. The university did not give a deadline for the booster requirement, just a strong encouragement to get one before the spring semester begins. School officials announced last month that the University of Chicago campus and the Champaign-Urbana campus would be starting the spring semester online. The new policy comes as universities across the nation are responding to a surge in coronavirus cases driven by the fast-spreading Omicron variant. University officials said they'll continue to monitor policies and make adjustments where appropriate based on updated guidance. Killeen went on to say, quote, "In the face of this new variant, we must again act collectively to protect both the health and safety of our communities and the quality of the educational experience that makes the U of I system truly extraordinary." New legislation in the Illinois House ensures consumers have more options when it comes to getting everything from cell phones to tractors repaired. Kim Howard has more.
The Right to Repair Act is part of a national conversation about whether manufacturers can place restrictions on who can perform the repairs. Abe Scar, director of the Illinois Public Interest Research Group, says, bottom line, people just want to be able to fix their stuff.
It should be that when you buy something, you own it. That means you have a right of action. You can let it break down or you can maintain it. You can keep it for yourself or you can lend it to a friend. But increasingly, manufacturers are trying to turn us from owners into renters. You don't really own something if you can't repair and maintain it without the permission of and payment to the original manufacturer.
The bill requires manufacturers to provide product owners and independent repair shops with diagnostic software, manuals, and replacement parts at reasonable prices. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
That's the news. We'll check area deaths next.
Looking for a rewarding career with a pension opportunity? Consider joining the RIDES Mass Transit District Team. RIDES is now offering a $500 sign-on bonus for new team members with driver openings in Grayville, Fairfield, and Mount Carmel. With RIDES Mass Transit District, you'll be helping your neighbors arrive safely to non-emergency medical appointments, help deliver meals to seniors, and take people to work or on errands to spend dollars in the local economy. Visit RIDESMTD.com and click on Careers for more information. Apply today.
Hey guys, Dave Ramsey here. Every day I get calls from people in all walks of life who want the same thing, a plan. Whether you're 18, looking to do college the right way, or 80 and want to retire with dignity, the Ramsey Personalities and I are here to help. We'll give you proven strategies for your life and your money right here on The Ramsey Show. Weekdays at 4 on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM.
Area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 86-year-old Flora resident Jackie Jack Lloyd Wathan died Friday afternoon at Flora Gardens Care Center. Funeral arrangements are pending at the Frank and Bright Funeral Home in Flora. 70-year-old McLeansboro resident Catherine Lavina Jenkins died Thursday in Fairfield. She served in the U.S. Navy, surviving her three sons, Constant Joseph Jenkins III of Paris, Illinois, Michael Scott Jenkins of Fairfield, and Wayne Charles Jenkins of McLeansboro, 10 grandchildren, 8 great-grandchildren, 2 nieces, 1 nephew, 2 sisters-in-law, Sandra Jenkins of McLeansboro, and Eva Brown of Washington State, and several close friends. A family memorial service for Catherine Lavina Jenkins will be held at 1 p.m. Saturday, January 15th at Mount Olivet General Baptist Church in McLeansboro. Visitation will be Saturday at the church from noon until the time of service. Burial will be in Mount Olivet Cemetery. The Golson Funeral Home in McLeansboro is in charge of the arrangements. 64-year-old McLeansboro resident Jeannie Noss died Thursday at SSM Health Good Samaritan Hospital in Mount Vernon. Surviving are her husband Terry, three sons Christopher of Los Angeles, Jeremy of McLeansboro, and Timothy of Kansas City, Missouri. Three stepbrothers, Sean Borup, Denny Borup, and Patrick Tracy, all of Washington State, two grandsons and two granddaughters. Funeral services will be at 1 p.m. Monday at the Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro, burial in Brush Harbor Cemetery near McLeansboro, visitation from 11 a.m. Monday until the time of service at the Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro. 80-year-old New Haven resident Robert Edward Baumgart died Thursday. Services will be Monday morning at 11 at St. Polycarp Catholic Church in Carmi. Visitation from 3 to 6 this evening at the Campbell Funeral Home. Burial will be in Big Prairie Cemetery. 93-year-old Louisville resident Bernita L. Porter died Thursday. Services will be Monday at 1 at Redbrush Christian Church. Visitation from 11 to service time and burial will be in Redbrush Cemetery, the Hosselton Meredith Funeral Home in charge of the arrangements. 71-year-old Fairfield resident Daniil Olin Wilson died Wednesday. Services will be Tuesday morning at 10 at the Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home. Visitation from 5 to 7 Monday and burial will be in Maple Hill Cemetery. 75-year-old Fairfield resident Patricia Elizabeth Lahan died on Monday. Services were held Friday. Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home in charge of the arrangements. 53-year-old Flora resident Tina Marie Hill died January 5th. Tina Hill is survived by children Jasmine, Trey, and Tyler, mother of Ruth, eight grandchildren, three sisters, and several cousins, nieces, and nephews. Services will be Friday at 6 at the Frank and Bright Funeral Home. Visitation will be from 4 until service time. 46-year-old Effingham resident Jeremy Ray Snell died on December 29th. Jeremy Snell survived by his wife Carolyn, parents Robert and Leanna, daughters Kaylin and Eleanor, two grandsons, siblings July and James, and several nieces, nephews, aunts, uncles, and cousins. Services will be Saturday, January 15th at noon at the Frank and Bright Funeral Home. Visitation will be from 10 until service time. 81-year-old Orchardville resident Jeanette C. Brashear died Wednesday. Services will be this Wednesday at 11 at Needmore Christian Church. Visitation will be Tuesday from 5 to 7 and burial will be in Needmore Cemetery, the Hosselton Meredith Funeral Home in charge of the arrangements. 90-year-old Mount Vernon resident Betty Ruth Rosenberg died Monday. Services will be at 2 o'clock this afternoon at the Archie Sanders Memorial Chapel in Wayne City. Visitation from noon to service time. The Huey Funeral Home is in charge of the arrangements. A reminder, if you missed any of our obituaries, they're updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Darren Caudill reporting.
Southern Illinois Tile and Carpet in Mount Vernon has all your flooring needs. They have a large selection in stock and always give great service. Southern Illinois Tile and Carpet certificates are available on the Big Deal Store.
Time to check sports. Boys high school basketball yesterday. Fairfield over Benton 36-31. It was Edwards County over Oblong 52-33. Wayne City over Waltonville 60-45. Mount Vernon beat Waterloo 70-41. Altamont over Woodlawn 54-28. CHBC over Grayville 75-67. Flora edged Carlisle 48-47. Gallatin County over Pope County 58-33. Harrisburg over Anna Jonesboro 54-47. Hardin County beat Thompsonville 66-37. Men's college basketball, it was Drake over Evansville 60-59. SIU beat Valparaiso 63-60. Missouri over Alabama 92-86. Kentucky beat Georgia 92-77. LSU beat Tennessee 79-67. Purdue over Penn State 74-67. Rutgers over Nebraska 93-65. Number 1 Baylor over TCU 76-64. Oklahoma beat Iowa State 79-66. In the NFL, Kansas City beat Denver 28-24. Dallas over Philadelphia 51-26. NBA, Indiana over Utah 125-113. Memphis over the LA Clippers 123-108. Charlotte over Milwaukee 114-106. Detroit beat Orlando 97-92. Boston over New York 99-75. Miami over Phoenix 123-100. National Hockey League, Chicago over Vegas 2-1. Dallas beat Pittsburgh 3-2. Boston over Tampa Bay 5-2. In overtime, San Jose beat Philadelphia 3-2. In overtime, Florida over Carolina 4-3. Columbus beat New Jersey 4-3. In overtime, Colorado beat Toronto 5-4. In a shootout, Minnesota beat Washington 3-2. Nashville over Arizona 4-2. New York Rangers over Anaheim 4-1. And LA over Detroit 4-0. That's your sports update. Checking the area weather, showers this morning, then mostly cloudy, temperature falling to around 29 by late afternoon, mostly clear tonight, a low around 17, sunny Monday, a high of 35, sunny Tuesday, a high of 35, mostly sunny Wednesday and Thursday, highs near 48, and mostly cloudy Friday, chance of showers, a high in the mid-40s. We picked up 72 hundredths of an inch of rain yesterday and into this morning. The present Fairfield temperature is 40.